Good morning, everyone. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. It is 11:07 a.m., April 5th, 2018. I call this special meeting of the commission to order. With me here this morning is Commissioner Julie Fedorchak, and calling in on the phone from the road is Commissioner Brian Crotchis. I don't have any opening comments here today. Commissioner Crotchis, do you?
I do not.
Okay, I'll turn it over then to Commissioner Fedorchak. Both items are on your portfolio.
Okay. Thank you, Randy. We'll just move right in. I don't have any opening comments either. So I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Meadowlark Wind 1, LLC, New Frontier Wind Energy Project, McHenry County Siting Application Case Number PU-11-69.
Second.
Thank you, Brian. On April 25th, the PSC issued this first certificate for this wind farm project consisting of up to 63 wind turbine generators and associated facilities. And then in 2017, last May, we issued a order of continuing suitability for the certificate. This April 2nd, Meadowlark filed a request to amend the certification provision number 15 of the Commission's Order of Continuing Suitability. They request, with respect to construction of access roads, that it be allowed to remove less than 12 inches of topsoil or less than topsoil to the depth of cultivation, provided any topsoil removed is segregated from the subsoil. So any comments or requests for hearing must be received by May 3rd of 2018. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and reasons for requesting a hearing. Let's see, did I say when? By May 3rd. My only question, I guess, and I'll have to ask Jack, does this one include the amendment to the original order, or doesn't that have to be in this notice of opportunity for hearing? Probably should go. Jack can't hear, or Brian can't hear you if you don't speak into the mic.
Commissioner Fedorchak, I believe you're saying as the original order as opposed to the order continuing suitability. Is that what you're asking about?
I think both of them probably include the provision that requires them to come to us and seek approval or use a notice of opportunity for hearing for any changes allowed on site that would be allowed without that provision because of the law changes. And you can follow. The law was changed, allowing them to make modifications within their site plan. With some less requirements than a notice of opportunity for hearing. So I think that they want to modify their order to remove that requirement so that it's more consistent with state law.
Commissioner, I guess I would have to probably double check on that, but my understanding is that the order of continuing suitability that contained the provision incorporating that into that in this certification relating order provisions, they are the updated ones from the prior actual order. Our certification provisions have changed since that day, so this was to update them to ensure that they will be following these as opposed to the old ones.
So are you saying the order of continuing suitability already makes those changes?
Thus, the order of continuing suitability, in that order, we incorporated the certification relating order provisions essentially to update the old ones.
Okay, so the requirement for them to come to us for changes that could be allowed within the parameters of the law changes, that has been updated already?
I'm not sure I exactly follow.
Okay, so just to be simple, got it. That might be my confusion. Okay, so I'm getting this one confused with some of the other issues we have right now that are the footprint issues versus clarifications of our order or changes to the order. So they want to change the order of continued suitability to allow for this different type of construction for roads. I got it. Okay. Thanks. So anyway, that summarizes that and offers a little bit of conversation on top of it. And that's all I have to offer on this.
Yeah. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
It was a long way to get there, but I think it applies to the next one.
That one is probably more where I... Randy could have saved me from myself. Sorry, Brian.
No, that's okay.
Sensing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, hopefully this one will be more clear. I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Demicks Lake Gas Processing Plant, McKenzie County, citing application case number PU-14-764.
Second.
Thank you, Brian. So on March 25th of 2015, we provided an order for the Demicks Lake Gas Processing Plant, a certificate permit for that plant. On March 26th of 2018, One Oak informed the commission of its plans to modify the energy conversion facility. That facility has not been constructed yet, but they have plans to begin construction on that facility. One Oak states that the project continues to be located on the designated 160-acre site, and the plant still consists of two cryogenic turbo expander processing units, with each capable of processing 200 million standard cubic feet per day of wellhead gas. But One Oak plans to rearrange the plant design, add thermal oxidizers, add an amine gas treating system, remove some storage tanks, and include a natural gas liquids tie-in to accommodate direct transfer of NGLs to an NGL pipeline. So because of those modifications, they're coming here for approval of these modifications. And they also want to file, they also, along with this, file the request to amend the order, modifying paragraph 30 of the certification relating to order provisions that they were to provide the commission. Those would be eliminated to provide the commission flexibility to approve the facility modifications in the future without requiring a notice of opportunity for hearing be issued in instances where notice is not otherwise required by rule or statute. So we have to provide it now for this. We have to provide the notice of opportunity for hearing for these modifications. But if we also update the order to be more consistent with state law, then if they come across changes they want to make in the future that fall within the parameters of the law, they could do those without a notice of opportunity for hearing, and if they make this change to the to their order. So that anybody from the public that has comments or requests for hearing can provide those to us by May 3rd of 2018.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
So I'm just going to throw in on this one because I had gotten confused on it, so I could imagine someone else easily getting to that same point. What I read into this initially was that they wanted to allow they wanted us to make a decision on something without going through the notice of opportunity for hearing, and so we were going to have a notice of opportunity for hearing to see if we could do that without a notice of opportunity for hearing, which would have, of course, defeated the purpose of saving the time and resources. But now, as I understand it, this actually does a notice of opportunity for hearing on two things. One, on this change that they're seeking now. The other on if there would be future changes, we would have, and you said the word, but I want to reemphasize it, the flexibility. If it were something very minimal that this commission deemed it was unnecessary to go through the notice of opportunity for hearing, we would have then the ability to authorize the change. But it doesn't mean that we would just be changing orders at will if we deem them to be significant, we would still then go through the notice of opportunity for hearing on future ones.
Mm-hmm. Just to add a little bit more to the context of what they're changing, what the modifications are, just because they provided those in their certification, is the originally they proposed to store natural gas liquids on site in storage tanks, and they are now planning to put the NGLs directly into an NGL pipeline after processing, rather than having the on-site storage. They have, so that's one of the pieces of the changes to allow for the tie-in to that line on the site. And they say, state in their application that the last facility that One Oak built, the Bear Creek Gas Plant, was the first to remove the NGL storage tanks from the scope of the project, and that's been operating successfully for more than a year. So that significantly reduces the cost of the project to eliminate those storage tanks. The original project design contained the option for One Oak to add this amine. Am I saying that right?
I think it's amine, but I've amine really
gas treating system to allow for the processing of sour gas in order to make the natural gas suitable for pipeline transport. So this project now includes that amine gas treating system. And they are also proposing to add thermal oxidizers to the project for air pollution control. And the capacity will remain the same at 400 million MCF per day. And the total cost estimate drops from 624 million to 475 million because of those changes and the fact that the One Oak changed the project's construction contractor. So those are some of the things that they state in their application, and those are the things we'll be discussing and can talk about or hear from folks in the public about in this notice of opportunity for hearing.
Is there any further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, that concludes my two items.
Okay, we will, we're not going to take another, well, we will take a recess to take some questions from the press.
By them?
After the questions are done, we will reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting.
First off, on the last thing with One Oak and the Demicks, the fact that they're not having storage tanks on site, is that an indication of increased demand for NGLs?
I don't know if it's so much of an indication of increased demand, but the availability of that pipeline. So I haven't gotten into the weeds on this to see if that pipeline is now available and there, and it wasn't before, it wasn't planned, but I think it's more of the fact that the pipeline exists or will exist when they plan to be operational, and that's a better place for moving them rather than putting them into storage.
And the pipeline you're talking about is?
The NGL pipeline. I'm not sure which one it is. Do you know, Jack, which NGL? I haven't looked at the map to see close up which NGL pipeline serves this. But there is only that one, I believe, isn't there? And then the one we're converting?
Yeah, I believe it's that
the one that we're converting. So I think that they're tied together, Dave, but I'm not 100% sure how it all fits together yet.
But the whatever the pipeline is, it's, you know, still here too. And so I don't want to presume cases ahead of time, but, you know, this move would be based on presuming other things. And so I guess to get back to your question about whether this would be an indicator of more demand for NGLs, I agree with Julie. I don't think that that's clear in here. But here's what it would be an indicator of: an overall plan dependent upon other things coming together, of regardless of the amount of demand, being able to move the NGLs more efficiently and more safely in pipelines rather than having to truck them, as would be the case if they built this with the storage tanks.
Ergo, with the again, just to restate that, then the availability of the pipeline means that they don't have to have the storage tanks. They can get it to market quicker and probably cheaper.
Correct. Right. And more safely.
And more safely.
And the storage tanks are really costly.
Yeah.
Based on the application.
Hey, so. Commissioner Christman?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Perfectly.
Yeah, okay. I would just add that a significant driver of not only this, but additional natural gas processing in the Bakken is being driven by the Q4 target that companies have to meet in terms of fluorine percentage. It goes from 85 to 88% in Q4 of this year. And companies are looking for avenues to process the gas rather than flare it off. So the challenge with low natural gas prices is doing it as economically as possible. And if they can take storage tanks out of the equation, save that money, and then put it directly into a pipeline, I think ultimately that is really what's driving a lot of the development right now, simply because otherwise the economics of processing this gas aren't as appealing right now as they would be if natural gas was $4 or $4.50 rather than in that $3 range.
One more comment on that too. The construction completion date that they're planning on for this project, or they anticipate in their application, is commissioning activities beginning the third quarter of 2019 and fully in service by fourth quarter of 2019 for train one, and train two would be about 15 months following that. So that would be in 2020.
Train one and train two being the two different...
The 200 MCF cryogenic turbo enhancer processor ditties.
Okay. just a quick one on Metalark, the New Frontier. How many megawatts is that? And do you know, do you have a, it's in McHenry County, where in McHenry County?
Ah, megawatts.
Probably have it somewhere.
I don't have that with me, but we can get that if staff doesn't know. Is it 100? Okay. And it is in McHenry County.
63 turbines. 63 turbines.
Okay. And, yeah, I think they have a power purchase agreement for this one. I thought we've heard about that with Basin or one. I think it's Basin.
Check.
Anything else? Okay. We'll reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting, or do you have to start a new recording? Okay. We'll reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting, and I grabbed the wrong folder for that. We have one item on the consent calendar. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Since seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
There is nothing on the discussion calendar, and there's nothing on the scheduling either, but does anyone have anything to add to scheduling?
I do, Mr. Chairman. You can add to scheduling, correct, Alana? For scheduling, I just was going to ask the two of you if you'd like to schedule a work session on the Metalark request, since we had that informal. Now we've got this. Is it something that we want to sit down and talk about after we get the late filed exhibits from the company that we requested at that informal hearing? That's for the changes to the topsoil and subsoil segregation requirements for road construction.
I guess do we need to? Is it appropriate to have it before the end of the notice of opportunity for hearing?
We could. I think
it's okay with me. How about, though, if we schedule it next week at our regular meeting? Because, frankly, I didn't bring any of my stuff with. I don't have my calendar.
That works. That's fine. We can add it to scheduling for that.
I
would anticipate scheduling it before the end of that hearing notice.
It'll still give us plenty of time because we won't be able to take a final action before the notice of opportunity. So, did you have anything else, Brian?
No, I'm in agreement. I would like a work session. So.
Okay. We'll
great point. Appreciate that.
We'll schedule one at our next regular administrative meeting. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.